Bill Smith walks down to an old bend of the Missouri River near the Winnebago Tribal Reservation on the Nebraska-Iowa border. The river is now cut off by a man-made levee.
So when that high water came down the river, it was forced to rise. And as you can see, less than 500 yards from us, there's homes. What do you think happened to that water? It was flooding those people out before the river rose high enough to breach this levee.
Smith is the president of the Missouri Valley Waterfowlers Association, and he's a subcontractor who has repaired dozens of homes damaged by last year's flood. He wants to see the river widened to its natural course, which is widely seen as an environmentalist's perspective. So I ask him, are you an environmentalist?
No, not by a long shot. Not even close.
Smith says the conversation about how to manage the Missouri River shouldn't pit wildlife against people. And Jim Redmond, an avowed environmentalist, agrees with him.
It's foolish to sit back and try to think about species versus people here. That's just absurd.
Redmond is with the Northwest Iowa Sierra Club.
You respect the river. That's the major thing. Up to this time, the population, based on some attitudes in the 1950s and 60s, believed that they'd tamed the river. You have to respect the river. It is not tamed.
But Redmond says the wildlife are important. There are three endangered species dependent on the Missouri: two birds, the piping plover and least tern, and a fish, the pallid sturgeon. Redmond says the sturgeon is amazing.
This is like a 6-foot fish that lives to 100 years old. It's a magnificent species, but no, people don't pay attention to it because it's rare, for one thing. They haven't seen one.
Redmond and Smith both live in Sioux City, along the Missouri River in northwest Iowa. The channel is straightened and controlled up here to keep barges moving along the river down south, particularly in the state of Missouri. Redmond faults that control for last year's flooding.
The water that fell up in North Dakota and Montana and South Dakota, that's something that the river can handle, but not when you create all these handicaps in the channel and cut the channel off from the floodplain.
And now, in the aftermath of that flooding, it's more than just navigation interests that don't want the river running its natural course.
There's a lot of times where the farmers are very much siding with the navigation industry because the most important things for both of them is control.
That's Michael Mack. He's the chair of the Missouri River Recovery Implementation Committee. It's a group of 70 members who represent local, state, tribal, and federal interests along the Missouri River.
When water gets real high, or if it even, you know, if it threatens their ability to drain their fields, or if it goes over the dikes and floods their fields, you know, there goes planting season.
You know, and we fared better than a lot of people. A lot of people's houses are destroyed. This house isn't destroyed, but we've completely, this was all covered with mold. We've stripped it out.
Brian Johnson farms near Percival, Iowa, in the very southwestern corner of the state. He lost 95% of the 1,500 acres he farms in addition to his home. Driving his green pickup, he passes piles of river bottom sand and silt, some stacked 20 feet high. Dry green leaves of corn and soybeans are sprouting in rows of what looks like beach sand.
There has not been an economic impact study done on what happened to the flood with the flood last year. And we think those numbers are in the billions of dollars.
Johnson says the impact goes beyond farmers. Numerous businesses across several states were hit just as hard when the Missouri flooded. Some have joined to form a group called Responsible River Management, seeking a bigger voice in how the Missouri is managed. The group wants even more water stored in reservoirs up north, but that kind of control is up to the Army Corps of Engineers, which manages all the dams and levees along the river, and the Corps takes its orders from Congress. The Responsible River Management group argues that too many of the Corps' management decisions are based on those endangered species dependent on the river. David Seek farms along the Missouri near Glenwood, Iowa, and is a part of the Responsible River Management group. But as he sees it, common sense is getting muddy.
This flood has caused some ripples in our texture again, you know, in our fight to save the species. Cooler heads need to prevail. We need to think this through. That being said, a lot of groups, when their voices aren't perceived to have been heard or listened to, they go back home and rally their troops and, you know, do what they have to do to protect their interests. If the people of the basin can't agree how to fix the problems with the species, and then we go back to the way we used to do it, which is the courts decide, and then it's not good for anybody.
But how to control the mighty Missouri remains an open and divisive question in this region. In the meantime, farmers here are facing more pressing water concerns this season. They need more rain. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Clay Masters.